Ag students worried about the president's budget, too. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, it's not just farmers that are concerned about the president's budget proposal to Congress. Agricultural education cuts are part of that proposal, and that would mean significant funding lost here in Tennessee.
Perkins funding, which provides much of the funding for agriculture education across this country, was zeroed out. And that's one thing that we're concerned about, because with that money, we're able to provide many leadership programs, programmatic support, teacher development, as well as many other things that are essential for our student success within this organization.
National FFA Officer Brian Hogue of Arizona was traveling on Tennessee's FFA Goodwill Tour last week, and he says the funding is quite substantial that could be lost.
$26 million is what Tennessee stands to lose if this budget proposal passes. That is involved with all career and technical organizations within this state. So that's also your wood shops, your ag or your mechanics classes. Agriculture education is in with that, and they stand to lose $26 million if this budget proposal passes.
Hogan, the state officer team, shared their concerns with Governor Phil Bredesen, and he too feels it's too much to lose for ag education.
I personally think that kind of funding is very important. I think it's to me the most important money you can possibly spend is on educating young people and giving them tools and skills, and this is an important thing to do, and I hope that ultimately the Congress will restore a part of it in some way, make sure that we're continuing to help these young people.
We're letting them know that we can get that voice to D.C. and let them know that we need this money, and it's essential that we keep it intact, not only for the future of FFA and education, but for the future of agriculture.
And nationwide, the Perkins funding is critical for the future of the FFA and ag education. Tennessee is at an all-time high with more than 13,000 FFA members. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.